when I am that instrument, I will show what is heavy, what is light. Yes?
A calf means the cow god, the ass, one who is fond, and that which accords with its desires.
That's the answer to that fellow. Do you remember the fellow who appreciated the calf? And Moses had some questions. Legitimate one, right? What was the answer of the guy? Nothing. Because God, the guy didn't answer, doesn't have an answer. Rumi will give the answer. So let me tell you, that fellow is good for that idol. He's not good enough to understand what the God and the truth is. That stupid fellow should revere that idol. This is how it goes. Yes?
I am not a cow that the calf should be fond of me. I am not thistles that a camel should browse on me. He supposes that he has done me an injury. Nay, he has wiped away the dust from my mirror.
You see the conclusion. It's not finished. The story is very, very long. Why? Because it's a deep problem in here. How many friends do you have? When you go to the Facebook of the people, you will see a fellow with 5,600 friends. So, excuse me, what do you call friend? First of all. Second, if there is a friendship, means you have in common something and you have, look, be very careful over there. Not because you could have a bad influence here. Bad influence will stop you from good influences. It will increase because it's not that you are standing and 200 people are attending to you. It's this one, it's that one, it's that one. And if you have a wrong connection, you will be influenced. Definitely. Therefore, you should cut it off. You should realize that, this is based on that wickedness, which is in me as well. So I cut this off and I clean myself up. Because I am not independent and isolated. I am connected. Not only when I'm talking to my friend, even when I'm sitting at home, I think about that friend. Because that's a part of my life. And it will influence me. Therefore, you should be careful. Open the gates. Because how do you choose your friend? We told you that, remember? Whoever appreciates you is a good guy for you. Whoever criticizes you is a bad guy. We believe the opposite. First of all, we should eliminate the stupid ones. Then when it comes to friends, you should be careful that what is going on in between, because we, in a way, our feeling leaks in other fellows. When you're sitting down in a group of sorrowful fellow, you cannot be happy. You feel the sorrow. The sorrow will sink in you. This is what it is. Yes.
How the madman sought to ingratiate himself with Jalinus, and how Jalinus was afraid. Jalinus said to his companions,
what is this Jalinus? Which is Jolly Noose.
Jolly
Noose is the oldest Hakim. He is like Plato in his time. This Hakim, this is a very good story made up for this Hakim. There is this good, lovely Hakim, which we never hear anything negative about him. He is the teacher, the master. He comes in one day and we say, you, please bring me that yellow stuff from there, that medicine. I want to have it. Hello, hello, he said. Oh my goodness. God forbid. Because that's the remedy for crazy people. I say, yes, I know. Break it down. I say, but you master, you are saying. He said, today morning when I was coming here, there was this crazy fellow in the road. He looked at me and he smiled. He have seen some craziness in me. Why did he smile to me? I needed the remedy because he smiled at me. He was happy with seeing me. You see how exaggerated he will go to let you understand that when somebody is very happy to see you again, and that some fellow is silly, you should worry. You should be sure that you have something in common, period. He's silly, you are silly. He's crazy, you are crazy. He's a bad person, you are. Because how else could I see myself? I cannot look at myself. Not even in the mirror. The only way I could see myself is in the attitude of the people around me. Yes, when I'm lucky, I will find a mirror, a fellow who is polished from all ego, so that fellow has no show off and no interest of showing off. That fellow will show me to me as I am, honest. This is what the peer means. This is what we always look for, that. Because they will show us our wickedness. They will show us our shortcoming. None of these masters will see you and will start applauding you. Oh, what a wonderful fellow you are, and things like that. It never happens like that. They always criticize you. They show you your shortcomings. Because this is the only help you need. You don't need it to inflate your ego. It's enough inflated to begin with from birth. You need somebody to correct you. So when you see someone smiling at you, worry a little bit. Yes.
Jiayin was said to his companions, let one of you give me such and such a medicine. Then said that person to him, O master of sciences, this medicine is sought for madness. Can't be this from thy intellect. Say no more. He replied, a madman turned his face to me, looked pleasantly on my face for a while, made little eyes at me, and plucked my sleeve. Had there not been in me congeniality with him, how would that ill-favored man have turned his face towards me? Had he not seen one of his own kind, how should he have approached? How should he have thrown himself upon one of another kind? Mm-hmm. When two persons come into touch with each other, without any doubt, there is something in common between them.
This is one of those verses that you should highlight, you should remember, and the Persian version is so beautiful. And it's that simple. When two fellow, they attract each other, they have a common ground in between, which the word is Qadr Mushtarak. It's very, very difficult, because it's not that, because that's this oversimplified. The word in Arabic has a deeper meaning, and in Persian an added one to it, because we've played with the word a little bit. But the problem is this, as simple as this. Attraction needs a common ground, right? That's simple. So when you're attracted to someone, think about the common ground. Especially when someone is attracted to you. Because normally there is this weakness in you. When they say you are fantastic, you believe it. This is the story of the bear. This is what it is. The fellow believes that the bear loves him. Yes?
How should a bird fly except with its own kind? The society of the uncongenial is the grave and the tomb.
That's simple. Now the story of two birds, yes.
The cause of a bird's flying and feeding with a bird that is not of its own kind. Said a certain sage, I saw a crow running about in the desert with a stork. I marveled long, and I investigated their case, in order that I might find the clue, what it was that they had in common. When amazed and bewildered I approached them, indeed I saw that both of them were lame. In particular, a royal falcon, which is of the highest heaven, with an owl, which is of the low earth. That one is the son of Ilyin, while the other is a bat which belongs to Sijin. That one is a luminary, free from every defect, while this one is a blind man, begging at every door. That one is a moon that strikes upon the Pleiades, while this one is a worm that lives in dung. That one has the face of a Joseph, the breath of a Jesus, while this one is a wolf or an ass with a bell.
Okay, where does he need so many different examples for this? Think about it. He started with a sage, with a wise man, Hakim. That Hakim said that, okay, one day in the desert I saw this crow and the stork, right? And it was only three verses. First, second, third, finished the story. First was, I saw this strange stuff. Second, I wondered. Third, I got closer and I saw that both of them mean lame. End of the story, right? Three verses only. Then he started. First is the falcon, actually, and the owl. Then, again, is the sun of Eliyin, the above the highest level, and the other one is again a nightlife creature. Then one is the light and the other one is blindness. Then again one is the fish which is flying in the sky and the other one is the worm. Then again is Joseph and the wolf. And it goes on and on and on. Why? To give you all the examples to help you to let go of one cliche you have in mind for the relation and things like that. So this universe, all these could happen. Because the opposites could get together in a coin. The opposite doesn't mean that they don't become close. It could happen. Because you have the extreme of this and that. Yes?
That one has flown to spacelessness, while this one is in the straw barn like the dogs. With the tongue of meaning, the rose is saying to the beetle this, O stinking, if thou art fleeing from the rose bed, doubtless that aversion is the perfection of the rose garden. My jealousy smites thee on the head with a baton. Keep far away from here, O vile one.
Okay, here we have a translation difficulty. The word is not jealousy. The word is ghairat, means otherness. Different. The opposite of being in common, having the common ground over there. Yes?
For if, base wretch, thou shouldst mix with me, it will be thought that thou art of my stock. For nightingales, the garden is the proper place. For the beetle, the best home is in ordure.
Yeah. You know how this is a special kind.